Good morning.
Oh, hi. How are you? Though you're someone in this world who I'll always choose to love. From now on, you're only someone that I used to love. Oh, that takes care of Milt. But I got a nice bowl out of that bow. You know, I got a picture, I got a bow. It's not so terrible. I learned a lot. We'll get there in just of a second. Okay. I love you so much, it's really stupid. I know you feel the same way, except for the stupid part. Okay. May I proceed?
You may.
That's why I'm here. Harold is yowling, not just at night, on and off a lot. You know, I look at him, he yells and keeps going. I have a theory. I think he's actually physically pretty good right now. What I do think is that it's, my first hit was that it's Lawrence. Or you, or my house ghost. It can't be Gilda. I don't know, but is he yowling at an essence? Or a ghost or something?
Yes.
Do I know this individual? Did I know this? Is it Larry?
Yes.
It's Lawrence. You little Dickens. Come on, man. Cool. And the Robin and the Bip Bob Robin who bob, 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 bob and the long is Larry. Is Lawrence.
Yes.
He came right up. She's making a nest in my house, I notice. And she's a portly Robin. I love her. Oh, cool. And when I very first wake up in the morning, oftentimes now I see green dots. Could be Lawrence. What already? What? Okay. Yay. Okay. So I was here on the 18th of April, and I went upstairs, and I came back down, and I passed me on the steps from 10 years ago. And I looked, and I put my arm around me. I was coming up the steps, and I said, hang in there, kid. We get through this. And I kept going, and that was really me talking to me back then, right? It was kind of cool. See? My future self. Here I am.
Is you.
Is me. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So, Milt. Not so much. So, I remember why I left my husband. He loves to go to secondhand stores and just linger. I was insane. He reminded me a lot of Dan. He wasn't Dan at all, but he reminded me a lot of aspects of Dan that I learned a lot. 700 focuses, counterpart action, all those associations doth not a relationship make now. But what part of that don't I still get? I'm okay. I get the trigger. It was very compelling. It was really fun. And then it was not very cool. That's okay. The great thing is that I didn't get depressed afterwards. I got sort of empty. I'm going to get to the empty piece in just a second. So I'm just moving on down the line here.
What are you assessing in all of this?
That was part of, I'm assessing, okay, so can I tell you what I'm assessing? I'm assessing that I want a partner that I'm attracted to hang with, and I'm asking you what that means, but I think I'm on the... Okay, boy, I'm going to say this, and it's scary. I don't think my criteria is skewed. I think it may... I don't want to settle for less than something that feels really kind of great to me. And I don't want to settle for less than a reflection of my own greatness. Oh, God. And I don't know if that's crazy or what, but I'm assessing... Okay. My first assessment was that the anticipation is really fun for me. And it fills that empty spot really well. And it's an MO of mine. Before I knew I was a leader personality, filling that empty spot was sort of an indiscriminate action and more of a spontaneous, maybe not well thought out action. And I'm just coming into the fringes of understanding that. And I think Milt was an example of me getting excited about something and feeling that feeling and then losing interest. Now, I don't know what that has to do with a partner, but I'm confused, and that's why I'm partially having this session. So if you could continue to ask me questions. I don't know how much of what I just said makes any... is anything. I feel kind of bad that there's something... like I'm broken sometimes. Like there's something wrong with me that I keep drawing guys I'm actually ultimately not interested in.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Oh, that's good.
The reason I asked the question is you have established enough of a pattern.
Yes, yes.
For you to be observing that and processing it and perhaps generating an assessment about that, and looking at what you are doing from a different angle. Recall before you bought your house, before you even had the idea of buying your house. Now, before you bought your house, before that was even an idea, before you even presented that possibility to yourself, what was your perception and your perspective?
About a partner? I needed support. I needed someone to take care of me. I wanted to live in somebody. I wanted somebody to pay my bills and take care of me.
And you wanted someone to live in their house?
Yes, I wanted to live in somebody's house. Because I thought that would be the only way to pull it off.
Precise.
Right. Now, not so much.
Then, you presented a very different avenue to yourself. And it not only opened your perception to different possibilities, but it gave you the opportunity to look at yourself and what your perception had been for a long time framework and look at that from a different angle and see that although you believed prior entirely that that was what you wanted, and you did believe that.
I did.
You discovered by looking at yourself from a different angle that that was driven out of what you were perceiving as a need.
Right. Yes.
But that moving in a different direction was actually more or closer to what you want and what your actual desire is.
Okay.
You were giving yourself clues about that.
Even then.
For a...
because my pattern was...
considerable time framework, but you continued to generate this perception that the house was important and the manner to achieve that was
paramount.
A relationship.
Oh, right.
And a partner and living in their house. Now you already have that experience. You already have that information and that example.
Right.
With the house. Now is an opportunity for you to be observing yourself and what you are actually doing, not from a perspective of there's something wrong with you or that you are broken or you're doing something wrong, but from a perspective of neutrality, merely looking at what you are doing and allowing yourself to see that from a different angle. Meaning, the idea of a partner is more driven in you by what you have been conditioned to think and feel is what you are supposed to do and what you are supposed to have than it is what you genuinely desire.
Well, I wondered about that.
And you are moving in a direction in which that perception about a partner is somewhat distorting your idea or your comprehension about other subjects such as the leader personality and that empty piece. That is not a feeling.
Right. That was my next thing on my list. I'm getting there.
That empty piece is not something you feel.
Ah, good to know.
It is not about a feeling. It is not about filling.
Yay.
That empty piece, the reason I used that word, empty, is that it conveys an accurate assessment of that personality's ability to be led initially.
I get that. That makes sense to me.
It is not an emptiness. And it is not connected with a feeling. It can be connected with an interpretation that you may express, that many of you do express, and perhaps even from early ages, in which you have a sense of that aspect of you, you don't know what it is, and because you don't know objectively and you don't understand it yet, oftentimes you will translate it into a sense that you are destined or fated to do something.
I know.
Or to be a part of something.
And I am.
Precisely.
And I naturally.
Precisely.
Many things, actually.
And that is the point. You already are.
Right.
And you're already doing that.
Right. Oh, that's so helpful.
And this piece in which you are generating this idea and this perception of interpreting that piece into being an emptiness that needs to be filled
by another person is incorrect.
That is very incorrect.
Yay!
It is not about that.
So that's where the greatness confusion came in. I keep thinking I want somebody to actually recognize my greatness, but I already am moving in my greatness. And a lot of people recognize it. I don't hate that word. It's not very, but it is what it is. There's a natural relating and a feedback I get that validates me, and that's very fulfilling.
Yes.
And that's my genuine self.
Yes.
Okay, so not to confuse anybody now, about that, but
in relation to the subject of relationships, it is a matter of recognizing first your partnership with your previous husband.
My only
was
husband.
Not a failure.
Good, because
it was not broken. It was not a failure. It was an experiment. It was an attempt to move in expected directions, not only outside expectations, but your own expectations that are derived from those outside expectations, that this is what you were meant to do. This is what people do. They couple themselves, they
have families,
generate partnerships, they create families.
It's all centric to that.
They grow old together.
Right.
And for many, many, many individuals, that holds correct, and that is why there is a mass perception and expectation in that direction. But it does not hold true for everyone. And this is another subject that has
so many constructs.
No piece to do with sexual preferences.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
None. It is an individual expression, and in that, it is a part of the individual's guidelines. Your guidelines tell you what is right and good and comfortable and satisfying for you and what is not. Now, in your journey through a lifetime, you are susceptible to outside influences and suggestions and expectations, but you are also maneuvering to discover what your genuine flow is, who you are, what you naturally generate, and what those guidelines are of your own. In that, you generate choices throughout your life to experience, to explore, Do I fit with this? Do I not fit with this? Some individuals move in the opposite direction of yourself. Some individuals may express a large portion of their lifetime not in a relationship, not in a partnership with another individual, thinking and perceiving that that is their choice, that is their direction, that is what they want. And later in life, discover that wasn't necessarily what their desire was, and they
coupled
a partner. Now, in this, I'm not expressing that you don't want to incorporate any involvement with another individual. But involvement is different than partnership. Your actions, your choices are showing you. What you do is showing you the direction of your desire, that you do not necessarily want a partner. A partner is not an individual that you occasionally interact with and that you incorporate distance from.
Right.
That is an individual that you can be involved with, but it is not a partner.
Right.
In this,
it still feels tweaky, because the comfort idea of the partner is something I need to really assess, because there's some association I have with being able to be affectionate with somebody, but not waking up with somebody. I don't want to wake up with anybody in my house. But I want to express my affection and have somebody really be affectionate back to me. But the nature of our relationship is there's no demands.
And that may not be only one individual.
That's what Mary said. And that's my MO, really, if I thought about it, if I could.
That may be many individuals.
Really?
That may be that for brief time frameworks, you express that with many different individuals. But it matters not, it is not a matter of how many you do that with. It is a matter of how much you allow yourself to do it at all.
That's really hard. I mean, I'm just saying right now in my brain, I get it, that I've been moving in this direction. Phew.
Another significant piece of this is because of the expectations and the associations of what you should do, it overshadows what you already
are doing
and what you already have. And in that, it creates a false hole.
Oh my God! That doesn't even really exist, because I'm really pretty happy in my goddamn life. I mean.
Therefore, you continue to look at this false hole
and think it means something.
And think it must be filled.
Right.
When in actuality, it is an illusion. It is not real.
There's no hole.
No.
Okay, if you had a cat like Guido, you would never be lonely. I'm just saying. Don't laugh. I know. Okay, stop. I get it. And I'm going to get it more.
There is no hole.
There is no hole.
It is a false hole.
Wow. And here's the other construct. I'm really too old to go in this direction. I did that when I was 20, but now I'm not. But then again, I don't think that's a problem. Obviously, because I keep on keeping on. Okay, we have to discuss something else now. And I'll see you in June. And hopefully I will have already perfected and mastered this and I can move on. Oh, thank you. Do you want to, like, have a closing sentence or a sentence to tell me to be encouraged? Because it seems a little daunting. It's not.
It is not.
And I'm already there. Because I've had such halcyon days in my home. In the backyard, I am Home Depot for my birds. I get horse hair when I brush the horses, bring it home, stick it in my lilac bush. They all come and build their homes. I'm like Home Depot for the birds. It's like, and me and the cats watch bird TV. And I share all this on Facebook freely because I'm an idiot, but it's my life to share. These are good pieces. You know what I mean? And I'm so kooky with all my little, I talk to dead people. I take iodine. I'm on a ketogenic diet. Let me be my own kooky person and leave me alone already. It's basically how I feel. But let me see if I can get through this. Okay, so. Oh, I only have a few more minutes, but that was really good information. I'll keep plowing away. Okay, so I met this. I haven't met him yet. But I wonder, the bass player, the professor, could be somebody I could hang with once in a while. And he's kind of attractive to me. I'd like to see if that happens without getting to it, because he's kind of kooky and he has quite a life and he practices 5 hours
Stop
a day.
Thinking about future.
Right. Okay, so I just want to know that I could be on the right track there. Might be fun.
Yes.
What the hell?
Be present.
Yeah, that was really hard with Milt. It's really hard, period, actually. Okay, I'll be present. And not take it as a discounting or personalizing. That's another one. Can I get off Match now? I don't know. I keep thinking somebody will come on Match, but they're all very serious looking for partners on Match, and you know, I'm not. And it's really frustrating to be on Match and field all these guys that really think I'm adorable and want to be my partner, and no. Okay, so I'll think about that. All right, quickly. My book. Here's another one. Okay. The book. Okay, here's what I get about the book. I don't think I care about generating money that much anymore about the book. I do think that the wonder and beauty of the words that I speak in my book, even today, I would love to share them with people and so they would get a good laugh out of them. And I feel like I don't want it to be a traditional doing. I don't want to do book tours. I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to do all those things we talked about at Millie's one afternoon in Los Angeles. Do you want to publish a book? Do you want to be involved in the distribution? Do you want to go on book tours? And I went, no, Elias. But at that time, I didn't have a very high view of myself and didn't think I deserved any of those very exciting Oprah-ish things. Now I'm a little less like that and a little more into my own thing. And I'm thinking what I want to create is getting that book out on my terms and really sharing it with people.
Excellent.
Don't you think that's good?
I would be very encouraging to do it.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do it, but I think that is going to involve drawing somebody to me who's going to actually help me do it and help me edit and gather all the pieces and parts. A champion of a book editor or something. But I feel like that's coming up.
Excellent.
Don't you like that?
Yes.
Thank you. You should like it. You're kind of involved there. between you and Twink, you guys whack some major elephants. Okay, mostly me. I know it's on me. Quickly, Katie. Is Katie a leader personality?
Supporter.
Adam is a leader personality. Supporter.
Yes.
Adam and I are leader personalities in the midst of supporters. Is there anybody there that, beside Adam and I, that are leader personalities? Oh, Dorothy's. Nobody. Okay, it's just me and Adam. I had a feeling. Okay. I'm in and out of the deal with Katie, and I'm supporting her as her executive assistant, she's pretty triggery today, yesterday. But I am getting a lot of strong impulses to continue to trust her because she recognizes that I champion her and she champions me. But she gets really moody and unsure of herself. And she's a little bit unsure of herself right now and has a tendency to pull back from me and take it out on me, because when you don't like yourself and other people like you, you kind of pull back. Am I right about
yes.
that? So my idea is to just go slow with her and be a support in the background. And she usually comes around. And I'm hoping she'll come around sooner rather than later. Because it's really fucking exhausting after 14 years. Let me just say that. I just want to be there a little while longer until the real thing comes along or something. I don't even know, but today is a hard day. Yesterday was a hard day, but if you know, then today will be a good day because I do reconfigure the energy pretty efficiently at this point, don't I?
Excellent.
Thank you. Okay, one last thing. Frankincense. I'm adding jojoba oil, peppermint to my face to get as a moisturizer, which seems to be really good. Oh, there's going to be two things. And I thought to add frankincense, but I don't know what it is. I didn't know if it would be beneficial. I know a lot of people I know use it, or a couple of people, but I don't want to add something I don't really need to add. And I want to make sure peppermint and jojoba is sufficient. That's sufficient.
Yes.
Forget the frankincense, because it's not biblical times anymore, and I'm not Ruth or the Queen of Sheba. Okay, so, all right, one last thing, and that was this morning, Lynn Farrow, my friend who wrote the book, The Iodine Crisis, sent me a very special packet of vitamin C, liposomal vitamin C. I put a half of a packet in my MSN sulfur mix for my hips this morning on an empty stomach, and I don't feel any adverse reactions so far. I'm accommodating her to be a guinea pig. I had a terrible experience on vitamin C. I don't want to take it if I don't need it. But if it's this particular kind and in a very small amount mixed with the MSM is more it could be beneficial for my joint pain, I'd like to take it, but I really want your 2 cents on it.
No.
I don't need it. Fine.
And you're not an experimental animal.
Thank you. I'm not a guinea pig. Okay, I'm going to say no to that, but I think the MSM seems to be helping me somewhat, a lot, good. And just teaspoon in the morning, a teaspoon at night. I think I'm doing really well.
I would agree.
Thanks a lot. All right, listen, it was great doing business with you, and I'm not alone again, naturally. What do you know? Thank you. Thank you, dear, darling man. Oh, one last thing. Cultural Intrigue is about to take off. I really want to see that happen. It looks good. It's a lot, though, right now. I just want to make sure we get through this build, and you know how we are there. I foresee great success, and I just want to make sure you're with me in that or not.
Always
you're with me, and it looks pretty good, doesn't it?
I would agree.
Thank you very much. All right, goodbye. I love all you guys. See you at the webinar. See you at the group session.
Very well.
Yes, you too.
Be encouraged. Be present.
Be encouraged and be present.
Yes.
Okay. Me and Adam are the dweebiest people at that company, and we're the leader personality. So don't any of you be thinking that's hot shit, because it's confusing. Okay, then. I love you.
And I express tremendous lovingness to you.
Thanks.
Wondrous affection, as always.
Au revoir.